You're with Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. Some market watchers are projecting that work stoppages in China due to the new coronavirus will have a chilling effect on global economic growth. We just heard some indications of that. But aside from specific manufacturing stories here at home, how big might we expect a stall to be? Michigan has proved itself particularly vulnerable to disruptions in a global supply chain. Here to help us better understand what to look for is Ravi Anupindi, professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Ravi Anupindi, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Do you see indications that the coronavirus quarantine is having an immediate chilling effect on the global economy?
Global economy, some. Not yet. We are beginning to see in economies that are closer to China. So, for example, Hyundai just announced that in South Korea there have been production shutdowns. So one way to kind of think about this is how far away are you from the center of the quote-unquote impact, right? And we are oceans away, so we'll have to see that. And not yet any significant impact. As Peter in the earlier segment talked about, that this week is critical week. That is, as the countries coming out of the New Year holidays, they've already delayed production launch start by about a week or so. So I think the next 2 weeks is going to be critical. How quickly can they ramp up? How many people are going to show up? And can they get to full capacity? So that's going to be very informative about whether we will begin to see impacts in the United States or not.
How long would the outbreak and perhaps the stoppages have to last in order to constitute a long-term detriment?
Well, one way to think about it is, even before we get to really long term, is short to medium term, is it takes about, most of the stuff we're talking about here, especially if you look at automotive sector, is coming via the ocean. So it takes about 2 weeks to get to the Pacific and about another 10 days to get to the Atlantic. So if you look at that, about 2 to 3 weeks, so anything that is sitting in the ocean, that much inventory probably is there in the ocean freights coming in. But if the production gets delayed and doesn't get ramped up beyond that, then we will begin to see the impacts here. So I would say we'll have to see, and we will know the status of the ramp up in the next 2 weeks. And if things are slowing down and not catching up enough, then I would begin to worry about it.
We've read that the parts of China most directly impacted economically by the outbreak of coronavirus are those that have ties to the auto industry.
Yes.
It's understandable. Does that mean that the impact of coronavirus would be felt more strongly in states like Michigan that also have a strong interest in the industry?
Yes, partly. If you look at, definitely, I think what I've seen about 50, the Wuhan area where this main impact is, about 50% of all the production is actually automotive related. And so, yes, so what you point out is important, and we should see the impact on Michigan much more than other states for that reason. As well as the other one is that, yes, technology is, U.S. depends a lot on the technology sector also in terms of assembly of electronic gadgets, et cetera. But then those can be air freighted as well.
You know, China has become such an integral part of the global economy, both in terms of its place within manufacturing, but also in terms of being a market.
Yes.
Is it realistic for American companies to just find other places to take care of their business, whether it's making or buying or selling, while still staying competitive? I mean, can we even think about the global equation without China being a part of it?
Long term, no. Not. I mean, China will continue to play an important role. But as Peter was mentioning earlier, you know, I think even before this virus impact, and given all the trade issues, tensions that were going on, you know, companies are beginning to already think through about the role of China. And even longer term, if the costs in China have been rising. So he mentioned India, he mentioned other countries. So companies have begun to think through about spreading their supply chain a little bit wider, either for economic reasons or for other kind of risk reasons, whether it's trade or, you know, this happens to be just an external shock that has come. And in some ways, it came at a better time. I mean, there is no better time for any virus.
Right.
But the fact that it came during the holidays, historically, this time, everybody is prepared, because what happens is production comes to a halt.
It is a pause in the
it's
natural.
It's a pause
calendar.
In the natural, you know, cycle of how the country works. So people had, you know, the way people have reacted is businesses have reacted is they would build up inventory already. So in some sense, this week it becomes a critical thing. So, yeah. But broadly, I think, you know, yes, he talked about the challenges in terms of tooling cost and all that stuff, but companies have been thinking about diversifying their supply chains.
The Chinese central government has made some kinds of moves toward loosening up lending in preparation for, you know, what may be a slow time. Is there anything that can be done here in the U.S. or in China's other partners to stem the losses?
Losses for U.S. companies, or I don't see yet the losses coming in. I mean, I think because the impact really is I doubt, because I think China would control this stuff. It's going to be a huge impact, if at all. This week is the week to watch. The other piece would be, as you mentioned, China also is a big economy now. And not only Michigan, United States and Michigan also exports a lot to China. What is the impact of that? It's something to think about.
We just have a minute left.
Yes.
Many have noted that China's economy is far more open now than it was when SARS first struck, causing losses. Do you see the Chinese economy being able to weather what's happening?
Oh, they'll ultimately weather, yeah. I think, you know, China, the government of China believes this is super important, so they will make sure that this is... they will spring back from this. I have no doubt about that. Yeah.
Ravi Anupindi is professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, April. Appreciate it.
Just a final note. A lot of the coronavirus news may sound alarmist or scary, but to keep things in perspective, Michigan's experienced only 5 suspected cases, and none of them have tested positive for coronavirus. The far greater public health risk domestically, influenza, is as strong as ever. A total of 403 patient visits due to flu-like illnesses were reported in Michigan just during the past week.